Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Unkempt and Mukunja speaking live, signing in on the Okunja Radio Station. Welcome back to another episode. Absolutely welcome back. Ooh, as usual, how are you? You know, how was your day? How was the weather like today? Tell me about it. Was it sunny, rainy, cloudy, windy, foggy, smoggy, you know, blue skies, mix of two, mix of three, you know, absolutely boiling hot? Like, how was it? Tell me. I want to know everything. Tell me. And, like, you know, just how was the weather for you? Because I feel like the weather is getting better for a lot of people now, so hopefully. And what did you do today? Did you, you know, stay at home? Did you go to church for like a weekday mass? You know, did you go meet up with your friends? Did you go out to eat? Did you chill at your house? Did you go shopping? Did you not do anything today? Were you just a lazy bum today? Or, you know, did you do a sport today? Do your exercises? We need to be doing our exercises. And yeah, what did you do today? Was it fun? Tell me what you did and if it was fun. And also, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you feeling happy, sad, irritated, confused, angry, elated, excited? You know, just how are you feeling at this present moment in time? What series of events have happened to make you feel like this? And what emotions have you passed today to get to your final emotion of this moment? Tell me. You guys know I always want all the gist. Like, I always want to know all these things. So please tell me. Anyway, I hope you've had a very chill day, a wonderful day with lots of rest, lots of fun, and very little stress. Yes. I also hope you ate good food and drank a lot of water, because good food is life and hydration is key and very much needed. Now, my day was good, you know. My day was really good, actually. I edited some poems that needed to be edited because I had been putting it off. Yes, I actually had been putting it off to edit like three poems. I really didn't want to, but you know, I have done it finally and it's out of the way. And you know, I went to go do my hair today, very nicely, you know. And soon enough, I would finally do braids for the first time in a long time. And I shall update you guys, because I haven't done braids in so long. And you know, I'm gonna get them soon. And you know, I'm nervous, because I'm like, oh, the feeling of braids in your hair. Like, it makes you look pretty and all, but you know, the feeling of braids in your hair, having to sleep in one kind of way because you just did your hair and stuff like that. So yeah, it's beautiful, not going to lie. It's very, very beautiful. But you know, I'm kind of just like, ooh, I haven't done this in a while, so oof, you know, and everything. But yeah, and yes. But anyway, on to today's episode. Now, it is not a poem, no. And it is not a short story, no. It is my thoughts. I told you I was going to bring this back. I told y'all I was gonna bring this back. And you know, the thought that came into my head today was turning from enemies to friends with yourself. Yes, it's a very big topic. Oh no, we're not gonna run away from it. You can't escape this one. You can't escape this one. No. We have to tackle it. Yes, as in seriously, actually tackle this problem. Now, you see, it's bad enough as it is that, you know, a lot of people do not have peace within themselves. Like, they don't have peace within themselves. They can't, you know, they just can't be themselves because, you know, they're at war with themselves or they hate themselves. And yes, that is what I want to talk about today. So sit down, sit back, relax, put your feet up, get some, you know, get something to write with, because I want you to take some notes and, you know, just generally listen, learn, you know, understand and enjoy. Now, we are talking about going from enemies to friends with yourself. Now, the three main songs that helped me, you know, gather my thoughts around this were Trouble by Thames, as Trouble by Thames, that's spelled T-E-M-S, Trouble by Thames. Then you have Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot. Yes. So it's Baby I'm Yours by Breakbot. That's B-R-E-A-K-B-O-T. Breakbot. And the last song, I actually do not know who it is by, but it's a TikTok kind of song. Do you understand? It's called Only You My Girl. Only You Darling. I'm sure a lot of us know it. Only You My Girl. Only You Darling. And you know, oh, it's a wonderful song. I've had that song on replay quite a few times. So yeah. But anyway, let's get on to this podcast episode. So, turning from enemies to friends with yourself. Now, I'm sure I've said it in so many of my other podcast episodes, but I will still say it again here. You are the only you that there is in this world. Do you know that? Do you know that? You are the only you that there is and ever will be in this world. Yes, there are people who might have, you know, similar traits to your personality or looks or whatever, but they're not you. There can never be another you. I don't know if you understand. Like, never in a million lifetimes can there be another you. Now, that should sink into your head to tell you that, you know, you are special. You are absolutely special. Now, you see, obviously, life choices, you know, it gives us, you know, a way of finding out things about ourselves. Okay, it gives us an avenue to find out things about ourselves, how we react in certain situations, you know, how we react to fear, love, joy, happiness, anger, different situations. How do we react to them? What emotions do we display? How do we regulate those emotions? How do we, you know, not only regulate but also use our emotional intelligence to, you know, emotional intelligence to be aware of other people's emotions, and while taking into account other people's emotions, be able to, you know, go through situations or diffuse certain situations in order for the best outcome to be obtained. And yes, although all that happens, all I can say is it is what it is. And although, yes, sometimes you do not want it to be what it is, you know, because life can be very rough at times. It can be absolutely annoying and horrible and mean and just sometimes downright horrible and disgusting, you know, but you can strive to do your best and overcome, or you can stay stagnant. And that in itself is dangerous. Now, when you get too comfortable in stagnation, you start to breathe in it. Yes. You start to breathe in it, in the sense that you can't even imagine yourself moving forward anymore. You can't imagine yourself fulfilling greater things, doing greater things than you are doing right now. You limit yourself to the capacity of words and very feeble mindsets. That's what you do when you get comfortable in stagnation. Now, it is quite the same when you get comfortable in sadness, or in depression, or in pain. You see, the pain is supposed to leave you when it has taught you. That's what people say. Although I do not agree with it, because I feel that when pain has taught you, it never truly, fully leaves. You know, majority of it, 98% of it might leave. But that remaining 2% is that little scar that is left. That little scar in your life that is still there to remind you that you have overcome. And you can overcome. Now, to go from enemies to friends with yourself, you have to make up your mind. Now, I know I might be looked at funny, but yes, you do have to make up your mind. As in, seriously, do it. Not just the, oh, I'm gonna do it later, or the, oh, forget about it, can't work, or the, oh, I'll do it, and then you do it once, and then you're like, oh, please, can't work. Don't be like that. Little and often. That's what I've been told as a child. Little and often gets you wherever. Wherever. It gets you wherever. Your mind is a place where great things can happen. I've forgotten who said this, but I once heard that the mind can make a heaven out of hell and can make a hell out of heaven. Meaning that the mind can choose to destroy, or can choose to see the horrible things and the bad things in everything good,
and thus everything turns dull, everything remains horrible, everything just looks plain, everything doesn't excite you anymore, nothing gets you to where you feel like you need to be.
Although, the mind can also make a heaven out of hell.
Meaning that the mind can also engineer the greatest of greats and the most horrible and horrific of situations. You see, we are very advanced intellectual beings as human beings. Thus, we are able to, you know, think as it actually creates and think. And thus, the mind is kind of like, the mind is our subconscious. It's kind of like another little person inside. Imagine like a miniature person inside. And you see, that miniature person can either decide that it's gonna lie to you, or it can decide that it's gonna tell you the truth. And you have to make up your mind. Do not be at war with your mind. You own your mind. Do not let your mind control you. Control it. Yes. Control your mind. And it is quite not simple, but it is a wonderful thing to be able to do. Controlling your mind. Controlling your mind takes dedication. It takes willingness to do so. Now you see, as I've said, you don't want to be enemies with your mind. Your mind helps with every single part of your creative being. It helps with every single aspect of your life. Every single aspect of your life. So imagine fighting something that helps with every single aspect of your life, every single second of the day. How do you think that works? It literally doesn't work. You are in conflict with yourself every single day. That's horrifying. That's bad. Incredibly bad. And so, being enemies with yourself is not going to work. You have to learn and you have to grow. You have to understand and you have to put it into practice. The act of loving oneself. It's hard, believe me. Oh, when I tell you loving yourself is harder than loving other people. It is harder, much harder than loving other people. Because loving other people isn't too much. It isn't too much. The human being is designed to, you know, love and care for other human beings, because we are social creatures. But you need to understand that, yes, you want to love and care for other people, but if you can't love and care for yourself, how are you going to love and care for other people correctly? And thus, well, you need to up your game. You're gonna be yourself for the rest of your life. I said it, yes. You are going to be yourself for the rest of your life. So, Do you want to continue to run away from who you are? Do you want to continue to put down yourself? Do you want to continue to underestimate, undermine, hurt yourself? Do you want to continue to do that? Do you want to continue to remain enemies with your greatest protector, which is yourself? Do you want to continue to do that every time, for every second of your life? I'm very sure you do not need to do that. It's draining, isn't it? It's tiring. It's annoying. It's scary. Very scary. Become friends with yourself. Be your friend. Treat yourself how you would treat other people. Treat yourself how you would treat somebody you love. Yes. Treat yourself how you would treat somebody you love. With the gentleness, the care, the attention, the joy, and the encouragement that you put into other people, put into yourself. And see what happens. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. But I promise you. I promise you. The you that is now and the you that could be, both very great people, formed from different things, and those two of the same person would bring different things that the universe has never seen in each and every single way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. This is Kemi Okunja signing out from the Okunja radio station. I'm curious to hear your favorite part of this poem, why it caught your attention, and what you think you have learned from it. Tell me all the details. Also, if you have any questions, please let me know and I would do my best to answer them. I would also love to know how this affected you in any way. So, you know, tell me. You can send me an email. My email is nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. That is nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. I'm going to say it again. nkemdilimokonjo5@gmail.com. Please let me know what was your favorite part of this poem and any other thing you want to tell me. I would be very, very happy to just listen. Please remember, this is a bi-weekly podcast with episodes that air every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. West African time. Please also follow me on Instagram at nephilim_234. That is nephilim_234. And Poetry and Podcast. That is Poetry and Podcast, all one word, where I will be putting the poems that I have read. You can also follow me on TikTok at nkemdilimokonjo. That is nkemdilimokonjo. Or on Twitter at nkem09. That is nkem09. My podcast is also available on Google Podcast, Acast, Audrey, Alexa Flash, Deezer, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Overcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iVox, Breaker, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Patreon. And obviously, you know, Anchor. Please share to your family and friends and tell them to share. Also, give feedback and comment by leaving a voice message to the Anchor app, commenting on Spotify or any other social media platforms, or sending me an email, because I would love more emails from you guys. I absolutely love them. And, you know, I'm just sending lots of love, lots of hugs to anybody who needs it, and lots of stress-free situations to everybody who needs it. Good evening, good night, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in.